Well, hello and welcome to Business 123 Introduction to Investments. My name is Frank Pagliano and I am the instructor for your class. You know, the college and the distance education coordinator want us to use video because they want us to get personal and up close with our students online and make them feel welcome. And as far as I'm concerned, the best perk of taking my class online is you don't have to look at my ugly mug. But hey, I do what I'm told to do. I even bought my Southwestern College Jaguars t-shirt to be videoed, but you can't see it because all you see is my head. Oh well. We, all of us at Southwestern College, all of us are incredibly proud and privileged, happy, grateful that you are taking your class here at Southwestern. We want this to be the best college class, the best class ever you've ever taken, and a class that 5, 10, 20 years down the road you remember is actually helping you. Because most of the classes I took in college, I don't remember what was going on during those classes, but some of them I do. And those are the ones that helped you, and this is one of the ones I want to help you. This is an introduction to investments class. Don't worry if you don't have any experience whatsoever with investments. That's why you're here, introduction to investments. In fact, the less you have been told by Uncle Pollo, who doesn't know anything, he thinks he does, the better. The less that you've been inculcated, brainwashed or whatever by somebody who thinks they know what they're doing, because it's not an easy... I'll use this saying often. Warren Buffett says, investing is simple, but it ain't easy. How can that be true? Well, there's two things in investing. There's the intellectual part, which is actually relatively straightforward. Do the work, study, there's a lot of stuff there. But it's straightforward. The emotional part is the tough part, right? We have to learn how to control our emotions, and it's not easy to do. But we're going to give you a lot of strategies and tips and tricks for how to do that. The key is to think long-term. Now, introduce myself. As I said, my name is Frank Pagliano. I hope you call me Frank. Some people call me Paco, Mr. P. Pagliano, you have to wave your hands around in the air. And there will be an announcement every week with my shining face, you poor people out there. And there are numerous presentations, lectures, recordings that you can get through the website, through Canvas, through iTunes, through YouTube, through 3C Media Solutions with really good closed caption. So we make it as easy as possible for you to go through the material. You can do it while you're commuting, while you're walking the dog, running after the kids, whatever. Now, finally, me, what am I doing here? Well, I'm the luckiest person in the world. I get to teach this stuff. And I love it. I live it. I'm a stockbroker. It's part of my job. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world to be able to teach this. My undergraduate degree is actually in mathematics, if you can believe that, with a computer science minor. I used to be a programmer. I used to type for a living. Started getting carpal tunnel. Then I got an MBA, Master's in Business Administration, so you see the two married, and started working at a brokerage firm as a programmer, started investing through them, and eventually said to them, I think I'd like to become a broker. They said, we'd love to have you. That was a long time ago. And so I started moving from programming into the financial services world and started teaching business math, finance, investments. And now I'm absolutely hooked. I'm inculcated. Like the word, I use it twice. It means enmeshed. It means immersed in that world. And so I get to do what I love, and I get to teach what I love. If you can believe that, that's great. And we teach this class as if you were going to go on into the financial services world as a broker, as a mortgage broker, as a stock broker, registered financial representative is the legal term, banker, loan officer, real estate finance person, mortgage broker, and the like. And so if that's your goal, great. But if it's not your goal, don't worry. I mean, you don't have to go into the financial services world after you take this class. But we've had many people who have gotten jobs, entry-level internships and the like. And it's a great career, folks. In my humble opinion, I absolutely love it. Everyone's different. You might decide, But one of the cool things about this class is if you do decide, you know, this isn't for me, you'll at least learn the basics of investing because, as we'll discuss when we get to chapter 4, the odds are that you're going to be investing through a 401k, 403b, some kind of employer-sponsored plan. So you'll have a very good understanding of how these things work, and you will be the financial guru, the investment guru for your friends and family and coworkers, and they're going to be so amazed at how much you know, and they're going to say, where did you learn all that stuff? And you're going to tell them, right? Business 123, introduction, good. Okay, what else? I love bicycles. I have a wife who teaches social work. Actually, she's not teaching now anymore. And I have a son who's awesome, and he's an incredible climber and also a technical education specialist, technical writer. And that's it. I love Mexico. Yo puedo hablar español muy mal. And so that's me. Now, in the Please Introduce Yourself forum, you're going to introduce yourself, and maybe you might want to use video. You might want to use audio. Go ahead, or at least put your picture up there so we can see your smiling face. And if you don't want to put your own picture there, put a picture of your cat or your children or whatever. So, again, welcome to Southwestern Community College. Welcome to Business 123, Introduction to Investments. Our goal is to make this the best class you've ever taken. And who knows, you want to get rich someday, right? I hope so. Yeah. Thank you for being in our class. And we are, again, incredibly privileged, honored, happy, grateful that you are here. See ya.